Anyway, somebody that is experiencing this real cold weather for the first time is the superintendent of the IPS schools, Dr. Louis Farabee. He's on our live line. Superintendent, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. How are you?
How are you surviving this weather?
Man, you know, I'm adjusting to my new home and enjoying myself, but I did not know I was bringing this weather with me. I'm adjusting. I'm all is well.
So, obviously, the decision is for tomorrow, no school. At what point, when you look at Wednesday, is the key going to be can the buses get down the side streets and the air temperature for the kids at 7 and 8 o'clock on Wednesday morning?
Yeah, we look at all of those things. We look at temperature. We look at road conditions. But I first have to give thanks to Mayor Ballard and the Indianapolis Marion County officials. Responding, the crews have been great. Their unwavering efforts to ensure safety of our citizens and provide them with the vital resources. Also, I appreciate the diligence of the media affiliates as well as Inform, and also just high regard for our social media followers for helping to spread the word. But you're right. Naturally, we reconvene and discuss possibilities for school, and I look forward to seeing the students back and staff back, but we want to make sure it's safe and we don't put anyone at risk.
Obviously, schools are closed today. Schools will be closed tomorrow, but you still also got to make sure those driveways are clear and those sidewalks are clear so when the buses get there, if Wednesday's the date, the kids will be able to walk right into school.
Yeah, we have crews that have been working today and will be working on tomorrow to prepare our campuses should we convene school on Wednesday. But, again, we need to make sure that the roads are ready and ready to be traveled with school buses, and also just considering the temperatures when students are at the bus stop as well.
I know it's too early to think about when the snow days would be. Is there any thought or any option of taking some days out of the next intersession as makeup rather than tack days on at the end of the year?
Our administrative team will consult our policy and best practices and then inform our families and staff regarding how we'll proceed with makeup time and options for employees. Obviously, we have a lot to consider.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, I'm really just thinking about my babies right now, hoping first that all of my babies are safe and warm during this time. It just weighs heavily on my heart. Just make sure that our students get health and nutrition, especially for our neediest families. It's no secret that some of our students' access to their best meals of the day are while they're at school. Again, so I'm immensely thankful to our emergency services for doing all they can to provide resources to our citizens in dire straits still. I can't help but wonder and pray that all of our children have what they need, the vast needs of our students. Their right to have high quality education and other reasons. Real honestly, now I'm appalled by the recent talks of slashing funding by $15 million for the district. Clearly, the resources should align with the needs, and I'm just passionate about doing what's right for our students.
And what the superintendent is talking about is this proposal that the legislature is going to be considering that is getting a lot of pushback from local officials, not only cities and towns, but school corporations all across the state, to eliminate the personal property tax that would take away $15 million just out of IPS's budget, not counting all the other school corporations in this city and across the state. Superintendent, I got to ask you, you have been in a lot of classrooms the last several weeks. Is that just been going in to observe, or you actually was trying to teach?
You know, I'm a teacher first, so I've been going in the classroom first, giving an instructional presentation on government, governance team, what I do as superintendent, and then the role of the Board of Commissioners. And then we follow that lesson up with time for the students to give me feedback and input on what's going well, what their experience has been in IPS, and how we can improve. And so you're right. Up until the break for the last 3 to 4 weeks, I was in a classroom every day. and some days more than one school or more than one class. And so it was a very rich experience for me to hear from our students.
What did you?
A lot of people.
What did you hear from students that you weren't expecting to hear? What surprised you?
What surprised me the most is their concern for their quality of education. Mm-hmm. Their concern regarding the image and the perception of IPS. Many of our students believe that they are perceived negatively when they attend a school in the district, and they want to change that perception. I got a lot of information about, what type of instructional programs they appreciate. It's interesting. Students said, hey, we want to go school longer. We want a longer school day. We had some students say, hey, we want to do more community service and service learning. We had some students say, hey, the summer break's too long. We feel like we're missing out. And so it was really, very pleasing for me to hear that our students want more. They want to be successful. They understand the importance of education. And I think that's a misconception in our community sometimes that, our students don't want, what's best in terms of their educational experience. And they care. I want to make sure I hear their voice.
It's also, you did a thing with distance learning with your teachers. You used technology to try to get together with all of your teachers. How did that go?
Went really well. Of course, when you're dealing with technology, it's good when it's good. But when you have snafus, you have to recalculate. But overall, I felt like it was a good experience. I didn't want to pull all 2,000-plus school-based employees out of their buildings before the break. So I thought it'd be a great opportunity for me to have a interactive session with them on live stream. I want to thank the Pacers for allowing me to stream from Bankers Fieldhouse, and we had a great conversation. The same thing as the students, getting input, what's going well, what are our impediments, what do we need to do to improve, and got lots of feedback and great ideas from our teachers, and which has sparked more conversation. It's interesting, from the conversation with the students, I gave them my email, my Twitter account, and we're continuing that conversation even today. Students have emailed me and contacted me on Twitter. Teachers have done the same with continuing the conversation and giving me their feedback. And, that's ultimately what I want as superintendent. As I share with the students and staff, your voice will drive our plan. And so I want to make sure that I listen very carefully to our stakeholders.
I just got a tweet. Somebody was retweeting something that the superintendent of public instruction has sent out to school corporations, indicating that they could apply for a waiver of not having a makeup day for being out. Is that a good idea, or would you want to take it? Would you want the waiver and not do the extra day, or just do the extra day down the road?
Yeah, as I said earlier, staff will have an opportunity when we get back to look at policy and best practices to make decisions. We believe right now that, applying for that special waiver may be in our best interest, because if we decide not to make up days, we have that option. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't prohibit us from having additional school days as well. Of course, going additional days, there may be, financial implications. And so we just want to make sure that we look at the big picture before a decision is made.
The other thing is you've got some new staff members working with you, and you're in the process of reorganizing the central staff. Is that correct?
That is correct. And so we have collapsed several of our positions in our academic area to be more efficient, also to enhance our service to schools. We're in the process of hiring individuals to fill those new roles. Anybody that was on the administrative team in those areas would have to reapply for those positions. And so I'm looking forward to building a strong team. I'm looking for our most talented and most loyal employees, as well as outside individuals who are wanting to be a part of this transformation. So really excited about the individuals we identified already. Got a great principal coming in to John Marshall. Mm. We've also identified a person to help us with our turnaround efforts. So I'm excited about the direction we're moving in.
All right, Superintendent Dr. Louis Farabee, thanks very much for being with us. Happy New Year again to you.
Happy New Year. I just want to say to our parents, please remind your students that you and I expect them to continue to read each day while they're out of school. Students, I know that since we've already are due back in school, you have completed all of your assignments. You worked to secure that A+ on your project. So make sure you're reading and doing some fun things, but also make sure that you continue to learn. This doesn't include watch what's coming on TV later today or what's trending on Twitter. I want to make sure that you guys are doing the right thing. So thank you, students.
All right.
And thank you, parents. Take care, Amos.
All right. Take care, Superintendent.